what do you call the little things around the edge of the roof that, that collect water and
send gutters?
Right. What do you call the place where the roof might come together? What would you call this up here? Any special name?
Son, I know the name. I can't think of it right now. The edge of the house would be the eaves of the house, and that, now forget about that. But most of the roofs now are flat roofs.
Right. Well, a lot of people used might have called it a that.
Yes, that's true, the older houses.
What would you call that again?
Well, I can't think of it. The eaves, that's the edge
right.
of the house.
Might it be a
the
valley?
Edge of the roof.
Or a,
but there is a name for this this kind of roof. I forget the name of it.
And where would you keep your tools if you didn't keep them in the house and they're outside?
Most of them are kept in places fitted in the garage.
Well, say if it was outside, though, if it was outside of the garage, did you have a little structure?
It's not a separate structure. It's an addition. It's
okay.
connected with the garage and known as the tool house.
All right. Now, I haven't seen one of these in a long time, but I guess it used to be that the plumbing wasn't ever inside the house for toilets and such, and they used to have structures outside the house?
They're privy.
Okay. Did you ever have any joking words that you might call it, sort of in fun? Yeah.
Johnny, some of them would call it the Johnny. Oh, they had, there was a man who wrote a story about the privy on one occasion. And one of the most interesting things that you ever heard of.
Well, what about when you were smaller, say when you were a child? Did you have any words you used back then that you might not use now?
As what?
When you were a child, did you have any words for a privy that you...
No.
Okay.
So that was a common term at that time, just a privy.
All right. If you had troubles, I don't think you have any troubles, but say if you did, and you were telling me about them, you might say, well, something troubles me. What would you say? You say, I...
Worried. Depressed.
Well, then you... If you had troubles, you say, I...
I just can't think of a super well except I'm worried.
All right. It's not that important. I just can turn this off for just a second.
Long enough to see some developments in this community that have been very interesting. I remember the time when cotton mill people were working for $6 and $7, $8 a week. And at that time, they walked to their work and lived in small 2-3 room houses. And now those people are drawing good wages, and most of them are riding to work in automobiles. And they're now drawing good salaries. And for instance, in the mill district here, back in days gone by, very few people went to church. But today, in those same districts, there are more churches and more people going to church in the mill district than there is anywhere else in the city. So see, those transformations that have taken place have been intensely interesting to me because it looks like a moral and spiritual development instead of just a physical development.
If you were talking about a particular person that went to church, was part of this moral and spiritual development, and someone asked you about him, and they said, do you know about him or have Do you know who he is? And you say, yes,
I'd say that he was a respected citizen because he is, of course, you get a division there.
Mm-hmm.
You'd say, this man is a good businessman, and you refer to some church-going people. You know those people as good Christian people.